Rogue Community College gets us started. RCC serves Jackson and Josephine counties from the Redwood campus in Grants Pass, the Riverside campus in Medford, and the Table Rock campus in White City. RCC saw a big enrollment boost this fall. We'll get to the numbers in a moment. And while students are getting down to work, RCC is also asking voters in both counties for support in the November election. A bond issue using property tax income is on the ballot. We'll explore that and enrollment and more with Randy Weber, the Rogue Community College president, who's in the studio with me. Welcome, Dr. Weber.
Thanks, Jeff. Appreciate you having me today.
We are live. We can take your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. So news stories this year all over the place in describing enrollment in higher education in Oregon, including in community colleges, but it seems like yours is strictly positive. What's going on?
Yeah, you know, we spent the last couple of years really focusing on a response to community need, and our top goal the last couple of years as a college has been stabilizing our enrollment after a tough decline resulting from the wildfires and the pandemic. Primarily, we've seen the growth from our K-12 partnerships and our work with industry on workforce development. So for the 2 years prior to this, we really saw a lot of growth in our workforce training, our career programs like nursing, welding, dental assisting, which now we've added a dental hygiene program this fall, added a cohort for nursing. But those programs that lead straight to career have grown. Exciting news this fall is some of our growth we're really starting to see in our transfer courses, the courses that our students who move on to SOU and other four-year partners would more typically take as part of their freshman, sophomore year experience.
So they're going to you instead of to SOU?
Well, I think also with. And so we've always had students who have started with us and transferred to SOU. We take a lot of pride in that transfer partnership. But the number of students on what we call a baccalaureate path who would do that diminished a little bit over some of the years. And so we're seeing a rebound in that. We're strengthening our relationship with SOU, revisiting some of the partnership agreements and just making sure that students who have interest that for some reason or another at RCC is a better starting point for them, that process is smooth and seamless for them.
These relationships, not just with other schools but with businesses, seem to be critical in affecting what you do. I mean, have you gotten fairly nimble at RCC and developing new programs as people come to you and say, we need workers who know these things?
Yeah, you know, a couple really strong examples of that is we went out in the community. The state was looking at community colleges being able to award essentially bachelor's degrees in nursing. And we went and talked to our local partners and said, what do you think of this? And they said, well, that's neat, but we really need more RN. A program we already have. And so we were already graduating about 32 in our cohort plus 8 in a bridge, so about 40 RNs a year. And what they told us was, we need more RNs. So we went to Providence and Asante and said, hey, if you can work with us on some clinical and some adjunct instructors, we can add a cohort of 24. And through that partnership and agreement we have with both of them, we are now adding another 24 nurses a year through an accelerated program. So that's an example of a partnership. With our manufacturing and welding areas, we had fall enrollments of about 55 students just a couple years ago that are now exceeding 110, 120 because we've changed to open lab environments and working with industry partners and saying, rather than us tell you when we're teaching the class and maybe you can send employees, why don't you send them when you can and we'll have an open lab and they can do some skills demonstrations and do it that way. So we've really been reimagining how we can do workforce development, and what we've seen from our community is a really positive response to that, to the point where we've just really outgrown these programs that require a lot of physical space to deliver.
Randy Weber is the president at Rogue Community College in Grants Pass, Medford, and White City, and we're talking about not just enrollment, but also the bond issue for RCC on the ballot that we'll get to in a moment. If you have questions or comments and want to join to the conversation, join by email, jx@jeffnet.org. So by the numbers, how many students are enrolled at RCC today versus a year ago?
Yeah, so for our credit students, we're about 250 up, so we're 4,500 or so, and we were in the lower 4,000s last fall at this time. Total students were pushing right at about 5,000 students, credit and non-credit. Our goal for this year is to have an unduplicated headcount of about 10,000 students. That might be a little aggressive for us. It's been many years since we've had that many students, and the way enrollment works, works at our place is it's kind of countercyclical with the economy. So a good economy usually leads to people going to jobs. A weaker economy means that they're looking for workforce training. So as the economy has been rebounding over the years, that's been a hit on community college enrollment overall. So, you know, we're rebounding, getting close to that 10,000 mark this year. And last year we had total student served credit and non-credit, a little over 9,300. So, like I said, an increase of 700 between both of them. Might be a little aggressive, but we've been on that 10% plus the last 2 years. And so this fall, we're up about 7.5% in credit and almost 10%. So we're on pace. So it'll be close when winter and spring terms come around.
So I keep seeing this almost 19% number. Is that over last fall?
That was last fall, yeah. Okay, so the 19% was last fall. We actually started fall classes yesterday. So when the article on our enrollment came out, this fall's enrollment was still underway and very fluid. So the article that came out was representative of the prior two falls, which over 2 years, we were up about 24.5%, and the state average was just at 6%. So we were almost quadruple the state community college average. Averaging growth over a two-year period. And this fall, what we're looking at is still moving because we're in the first week of classes. Our enrollment is a little more fluid than you might see at a university early in the term. But I think we're going to land anywhere between 7.5% to 9% in credit and 10% overall.
Let's get to the election issue then, because the election in November features Measure 17-119. Josephine County folks may call it 17.119. It is a Josephine County number, but in both Jackson and Josephine counties, it's a bond issue for $60.3 million. If it's approved by the voters, where does that money go?
Yeah, that money will impact facilities at all three campuses in both Josephine and Jackson County. And what we will see is, because this is a capital-only grant, it will go into addressing the growing needs of the workforce development, some of which I just gave examples on, opportunity to modernize some of our learning environments. Since COVID, we have moved to a way more technology-based education environment, and a number of our classrooms need updated to meet that learning environment need. And then we have some things that the minimal list of deferred maintenance issues that if we're addressing a building and the infrastructure in that building as we're doing classrooms and that, we might hit the roof or the HVAC with it. But it's definitely focused on a workforce response bond. So we have programs like technology, transportation technology, which includes automotive, diesel, and CDL. Today we have automotive in Grants Pass, and we have diesel in Jackson County and White City. And what we're seeing from enrollment demand is that we need a presence for both in both counties. Our manufacturing program with welding and machining has lesser of a presence in Grants Pass and needs to grow in White City. So it would respond to that. And then our general transfer courses, for example, science is a prerequisite for about every program we have. If you're going to transfer and get a bachelor's degree at SOU, you need a natural or science. If you're going to get an allied health program and degree, you need science courses. And so our science labs are at the max. And so we'd be able to add science classes. That would be an example, and some other skills labs throughout the district.
It sounds like you're not building any giant new buildings or anything, just adding to the ones you have.
There's a couple, not giant new buildings. There's a couple new buildings as a result of these efforts. So like, for example, some of our facilities and operations are right at the core of centers. And so to make space available for student learning, we will move them away and build them a new building. It's less about them needing a new building than it is to recapture that space at the core of campus for student learning. And that holds true in both Grants Pass and White City. And we've got nearly 10,000 square feet undeveloped in the center of a building in White City. And we just acquired another building just before the end of the last calendar year. So we've got about 24,000 square feet that needs to be developed to meet our growing campus needs. So a couple buildings, but it's not designed to build a lot of new campuses. A lot of it will be renovation of existing spaces.
And how much more in property taxes for anyone if Measure 17-119 passes?
Yeah, so if it passes, what it will mean for taxpayers, I'll start in Jackson County. It's a little tricky one. Today, Jackson County taxpayers are paying 13 cents, 4 cents on a previously approved bond, and 9 cents that is actually expiring. So this is being expressed to Jackson County taxpayers as a continuation of what they're paying today. Josephine County is not paying that today, so it would be a new 9 cents per thousand for Josephine County taxpayers. And the reason for that is because Jackson County came into the college late, and there was a Jackson County-only bond passed 20 years ago to support growth, and that's what's expiring. So it would be a continuation for Jackson County residents. And it's the median home in Josephine and Jackson County, based on their assessed values, it's about a little over $18 for the median home in Josephine County and $20 for the homeowner in Jackson County.
Randy Weber is the president of Rogue Community College and our guest on the Jefferson Exchange as we explore not just enrollment boosts at RCC at all three campuses, but also the bond issue, Measure 17-119 on the November ballot. You can join us with your emails to jx@jeffnet.org. Is $60.3 million enough if RCC continues to grow at the same rate?
Well, you know, this is what I'll say, is that we've identified a little over $85 million worth of total projects that we want to tackle as part of this effort. And so that $60.3 million coming from the capital tax would also serve, $15 million of it would serve as seed money for capital grants we're eligible for from the state.
So you leverage money by having
We're eligible for state grants periodically. We already have 7.1 that's approved for transportation technology. So the 60.3 would serve as a match for that, and then $8 million for a yet-to-be-named part of the project. And that will just follow basically timeline as far as what part of the project will we be ready for when we're eligible for that next round of money. So $15 million of the 60 will serve as match. So that gets us to 75, and then we're looking at about $5 million from our reserves and about $5 million from other grants and capital raising.
All right. So will things cool, do you think, in terms of enrollment boost? It sounds like you've had quite an exceptional run of years here, and given the birth dearth of the recession years, it seems like you're looking at the reality that everybody else in higher education is, that you just kind of run out of people.
So that's a good question. What I will tell you is, overall, our enrollment is rebounding to basically pre-pandemic numbers. But when you look at the programs impacted by the bond, they are at new highs. We've never experienced enrollments in these programs at this rate. And so this is our valley telling us we need more. And looking at the next 5 years, the five fastest growing jobs in our region are healthcare support, healthcare practitioners, transportation, also coupled with management jobs and food preparation. Well, three or four of those directly, when you look at healthcare support, healthcare practitioners and transportation, are these programs that are impacted here. And then for the management ones, that's a little loose on how it's defined. We definitely offer first couple of years, usually those students would transfer to SOU and get it. But these are fast-growing fields in the demand, so we're going to need allied health positions. We're going to need manufacturing positions, even with the birth dearth, as you describe it, for 4 years to come. So I don't think that we are running the risk of oversaturating a market. We'll still probably find in a couple of years creative ways to try to use the space that we build to meet demand moving forward.
I'm curious about keeping up with the technology end of things, though. You talk about the technology-based classrooms, and the computers change so fast now, so much faster than they used to. Your stuff is obsolete in less time than it used to be, and I wonder if you've accounted for that in the bond issue.
Yeah, so a lot of that is bringing in and updating that networking, and the key thing there is the screens you use will be updated. I think some of the software systems, but part of what we want to do then is build that infrastructure. So when those things change, so a number of like the skills labs and classrooms that we're talking about putting into this project are flexible use. And so I think sometimes what we can short-sight ourselves with is say, we're going to build this dedicated space for this program. And then you do find out that space for that program doesn't work in 6 years because either the program has changed or you need to put something else in there. So we're going to be very intentional about designing this to say it not only meets what we've identified as needs for today, but it's built in a flexible way. So we've put infrastructure, wiring, cabling, and things in areas to say as we move forward, it will continue to serve.
Randy Weber is the president of Rogue Community College, enjoying a bit of an enrollment bump at the moment and asking voters for support in ballot measure 17-119 in Jackson and Josephine counties, a $60.3 million bond issue. The voter registration closes 2 weeks from today on the 15th of October, and then the ballots go out right after that. Randy Weber, thanks so much for joining us on the Jefferson Exchange today.
I appreciate your time. Thanks for having me.